Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Goes Without Saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Wing.
And I'm Seffi.
And fucking hell, you are in for a real ride here. I really feel like this episode has been therapy for me personally. I'm sure Seffi doesn't feel the same, but I hope that by listening to this, it might feel a bit like therapy for you, if at least you can take from it the fact that other people in the world are maybe as insane as you are, maybe hate themselves as much as you hate yourself. I hope you don't, but realistically, I've been looking around and I think there's a lot of self-loathing going on. I think this is a nice comforting episode. I think there are some good reminders in here about just trying to hold on to some scrap of self-worth. We give a few different tips on that, I think, and I hope you enjoy it. Bloody hell.
So Wing's feeling manic.
They're gonna be so bored of me saying I'm coming today with chaotic energy. There's only so many cute ways you can say that you're coming feeling like shit.
Go on.
I feel absolutely fried. I feel like I've fried my brain off and it's just like crispy bacon up in here.
What do you want to talk
head
about
empty
it?
Just crispy bacon. No. Let's just pretend it's not happening.
Oh, I thought you said you did.
Well, you said let's talk about it and I said let's just start recording because I don't have time. Let's just not even go. It's just fine. There's nothing to say. But I think this episode will be good. Talking about self-doubt, I'm sure there are things we can say about that. Should we also explain a bit about what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Just briefly for anyone who's confused.
We're having a recording bonanza today because we're trying to pre-record things. Wing's going away. She said it in the last episode, I think. So we're just trying to get a bit ahead of ourselves so that she's not on a beach with
ahead
a microphone.
Ahead or just on track? I mean, I wouldn't mind being on a beach with a microphone if I could guarantee that it was going to work.
The Wi-Fi,
but
exactly.
I don't want to go over there and not have, you know, have an empty back pocket. No. I want to have things stacked up, ready to go.
We're not taking any chances.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to have 3 weeks as well. I think I'm going to go to Lisbon. I'm going on holiday. I'm three weeks.
Yeah, I want to hear about
being given
this.
The permission for 3 weeks. I mean, I'll take it.
Are you going to go for 3 weeks?
I'm not going for 3 weeks. No, I'm going to go to Lisbon. I'll book a one-way thing.
And you're staying with your dad, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Nice.
But I don't know. I'm up for 3 weeks of pre-recorded things.
Of being pre-recorded. Yeah, yeah.
So it kind of works in all ways.
It's actually a bit of a nice treat for you.
Yeah, I'm really excited. And the merch will have come out by then. And I think by the time you're listening to this, the merch will be out.
Yeah, by the time
so
you're
So hopefully
the merch
everything's
will be
going
out.
Smoothly and we're not cancelled or something crazy.
I've got all sorts of theories that Seffi doesn't like the sound of.
We've been speculating.
I've been really throwing some things out there, haven't I? It's fine.
We have foreseen our downfall many a time from many different routes.
Too many times. I've really been doing the prophecy of the cup, give me the cup. It's really been like the grim.
But it's fine.
But I see this not going well, but it's fine.
I'm confident. I love the merch. Good. I've got some things in my hand. I have seen the things you have got in your hands. I'm seeing them soon. Mm-hmm. I'm confident.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
But yeah, so we're doing a bonanza of recording. We've got the most mental week coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But it was quite fun that on one of our, like, I was making a to-do list while we were on FaceTime and we were like making a thing. I was trying to write it all down because, as we all know, my memory isn't to be trusted. So I thought, let's write this down before I get a call and I'm in bed being like, you ready? He's like, wait, what? And on like Thursday, it's pricing.
Mm.
It's like, what the fuck is our life? Pricing.
Mm-hmm.
We're deciding on prices for things. And
as much
you know,
as we can, obviously.
Well, yeah. And I hope we can make them as low as possible. But it's just quite fun that pricing is on our to-do list.
I know. That's why I'm just trying to get a grip. And I think that's kind of what this episode will be, a bit of a like, just let's just take a breath, just like take a second reality check of sometimes the stress, sometimes fun thing is like, I've said a million times over, I will find a way to make the most fun thing a stress for myself, which is silly. Yeah.
We can't.
And I need to just take a second to be like, look, we've got an amazing thing going. We're doing an amazing thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure I will be able to get everything done in time. Like, Seth will be able to do things too. Like, I just immediately feel like I don't have enough to blah, blah. Anyway.
I think we were kind of talking about it in the last episode of like, you either have the choice, and I think we talk about it in every episode.
And just every conversation we have.
You either have the choice. Okay, so our merch is coming out on the Friday. Our merch is coming out on the Friday. We either then have the option to hate every experience about it, have fear, all of the things, or we can just enjoy it. The merch is the same with the same amount of success or failure, no matter how we feel. Let's just choose to relax into it, have a normal amount of fear and kind of apprehension. But we're so lucky.
Can I explain my fear?
Yeah.
We are so lucky. My fear, I haven't even thought about like, to me, like, I remember you like, I hope it does well, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't.
No, it's not even, I hope it. No, I don't think that.
No. No, but remember you were like, I just hope it, I hope it goes well. Like, people like it, like, blah, 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 blah.
I hope there are some sales. I definitely would like to people to buy it and want it.
Yeah.
I'll be gutted if I look at 000.
I mean, look, we've gone through those times.
It's just like, no one wanted it.
We've gone through those experiences too. But it's not even that. I haven't even thought about.
If no one buys it.
The good bits. That's how much of an idiot I am. I don't think no one will buy it. I'm scared people will buy it because I'm scared that people will buy it, be disappointed and be like, oh my God, they got way too ahead of themselves, like too early.
Oh my God.
Like,
yeah. That,
oh. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're just going to be like, what the fuck? Like, they shouldn't have done this. This was a bad idea. Like, kind of like at the first opportunity, they just threw everything in. Like, they fucked it. That's what I'm scared of. I'm just going to be honest with you guys.
I'm also scared of that. I hadn't really thought of it in that those words, but that does make it sound horrifying.
I don't think it's a thing of like, I haven't even thought about sales or like it going statistically well.
That's
I'm
not
also
it, though.
Just not that you have. No. But more so my fear is that anyone who does buy it, first of all, I just immediately feel guilty because I'm like, oh, where'd you get that money from? Like, did your nan give that money to you in a birthday card? Or have you been working all week and you've spent it on something that we have made? And yeah, like, we've poured so much love into it, but I immediately feel bad that you've done that. And I just feel like it won't live up to this expectation of what I, or like, not the expectation, but the hope of what I would want it to be. So it just immediately is a failure.
I just can't think like that.
I just feel guilty. No, please don't.
I can't
don't.
Go
I'm
there.
Just vocalizing my
Jesus Christ.
My brains. And there's just a lot to do, so I just want to make sure that everything gets done and like I'm just an idiot. I'm just
No, you're not. You're not. I would also just put the thing out, if you are buying this with money from your nan, please don't buy it with the money from your nan.
Yeah, but not even please, that. Even like I think I'm just having to confront, like, oh, people listen. Like, regardless of if anyone buys merch, it's like, merch aside, people listen. We exist in people's minds. Okay, just process. It's fine. Anyway.
Yeah.
I think self-doubt is topical. Yeah, go on.
Merch in the terms of, like, it's a flop or it's not. Or, like, it there's a scandal. There's, like, a scandal or it's a flop. But, like, what does it look like for it just to go well? And I'm just trying to get into... Yeah, not ruining a fun thing. I just can't go there. It's a fun thing. Buy it if you want it.
Sorry.
Don't buy it if you don't want. We really like it. We're also really scared, but also I hope you like it. And it's in my eyes, it's stunning. And there's no moral. I can't do the torture.
I've just tried really hard, or like I've just thought about it too much, and I'm getting to quite. I'm in a sour point at the moment because everything's going on. So I'm making this really sour. When like a few weeks ago, when it was designing times, I was having the time of my life. Or like even like when it was just like when we were talking about it, it's like, this is so fun.
It was an abstract idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's crunch time.
It's crunch
now.
Time, and like going in and like being on the back end of stuff is just stressful. Like doing the admin is always really stressful. It just always takes longer than you think it's going to. Blah blah blah. Anyway. Everyone's bored. Self-doubt. As you can see, I struggle with self-doubt.
We're very much living in that energy right now.
This is just in the moment. This is just very topical. It's just very relevant. This is hashtag relatable content for me personally.
Oh my God. I think, well, it's the most relatable topic because it's everyone has experienced that.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is there anything that you've ruined because of self-doubt, like in your life, that you're like, oh, fuck, you fucked that because of your self-doubt? Like, that could have been a fun experience and you just, your self-doubt just got away with you. Because as you can see, I'm in the process of doing that now. I'm destroying something right now. And I'm sorry that you have to witness that. I'm sorry that you're a part of it.
I think I have so many times, and that's why I'm absolutely determined in most aspects now to not let it, because I know that it's about perception and I know that it's false. If I know that some of the most amazing people I've ever met and have fucking seen on TV, all of the shit, they experience self-doubt, I know that it has to be a lie. Mm. I know that it has to be any kind of worry or fear is amplified literally by a million in your own mind. So I can't do that. When it, or like, I can feel the feelings, but I'm not gonna let it impact my life. Like, I can't not go to the party out of self-doubt. I can't not go to the job interview out of self-doubt. I can't not go to the fucking the fair, wherever I'm going. Like, I can't not do the thing. There's a fair outside my house right now and I really want to go.
It's giving euphoria.
But whatever it is, you can't not go on the fucking date because you fucking doubt yourself. You can doubt yourself all you want, but I think when it's impacting your life, that's when you have an issue, actually.
Okay.
But this isn't impacting your
life. You could have told me that over text, but it's fine.
This isn't.
No, it is impacting
your
life.
No, but it's not stopping you from doing it. You're feeling the feelings, but you're not suddenly saying we're not doing the merch.
No, not yet. No, I'm joking.
But that's when it, I think that's when it's when you know that it's irrational, but you have to ruin the thing anyway.
I also don't think that sometimes, well, I don't feel right now like I'm irrational.
I think you are. I'm sorry, I think you are.
But I think
maybe
you're
not.
Really, I don't think I am. I think it's pretty fair and realistic for someone who isn't necessarily, we're not necessarily influencers. We don't know what the fuck we're doing. We have started this out of nowhere, and this is really the first opportunity of us to really, we're monetizing something, so immediately the stakes are higher because you've got listeners' money at risk, and there can be real ramifications of situations like this where people don't understand their responsibility to like pull through on something. And I just feel like I just feel like it's a big responsibility.
It is. It's huge.
And actually,
it's
look, scary. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I've got a sample of something from the merch here and I'm like, that's not going out. I have to fix it.
No, that needs to be changed.
And I'm going to go back in and change every single item to make sure that it comes out better, because it's a big responsibility and I don't want anyone to fucking spend money on something that isn't good enough. Anyway, and I just also feel like, I think a lot of people do this. You just immediately go through every different avenue of how things might go in your mind before you venture out into something. At times, that's really useful and helpful because you can stop yourself from getting into potentially dangerous situations or making big mistakes that could be really bad for your life, have a big negative impact on you. But I also think that what I'm experiencing right now is that I'm also sucking the fun and like pride and enjoyment and pleasure out of a situation that should be really amazing and is like a real something that we should be really proud of, and I don't feel proud at all. I feel insanely stressed. You guys aren't getting paid for this, by the way. You're my therapist for an hour.
I completely agree. There's a million fears going around, there's a million different narratives going around, and yeah, it has without question to be perfect. It has to be fucking great. I think the bit that's irrational is the sucking the joy out and sucking the fun out and putting the different weights. It's because it's the different weight that goes on. And when you view this as external, which I always try and do, and I am permanently fucking trying to do, especially with a situation like we're doing merch, whatever, I'm trying to view it from external.
Zoom out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, zoom out, but like not even to the level of the aliens, just to like a friend, just as what that's watching us doing it. Just zoom one level out.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's like, oh god, I'd be jealous. I would want this.
But no, but I also think I would also be anxious. I think it's also scary, it's anxiety inducing, it's a lot of work, it's fun and it's exciting. It's all of the things at once.
Yeah.
It's not just fun and it's not just horrific. The thing that's irrational is either going, it's purely fun and amazing, which I think is the early stages of having an email saying, oh, you're doing a thing. It's like, oh my god.
See, no, yeah, no.
But the later stages comes the work, the stress, the fear, all of the fucking mental games you do.
I immediately see the emails and think, oof.
I saw the email and I was really excited.
Me too. I was so excited, but I was also like, that is going to be
stressful. I think it has been and will continue to be, but I also am determined not to rub out the fun in it.
For sure. And I'm sorry that I'm rubbing the fun out of your experience.
No.
Sucking it out. Honestly, like, let's get out of the pits. Okay, so in terms of what I asked you about, like, have you ever ruined something with the self-doubt? Is there a situation in mind that maybe changed things?
I feel like I've been speaking about it a lot, I think, but when I had really bad anxiety at uni, that was a time when self-doubt was ruling my life. And I think this is what I mean by having to stop, having to catch myself before I don't go to things or don't. Self-doubt can exist within me, but it can't fucking rule my decision making. Mm-hmm. It can be in my fucking mind, it can't be in my fucking physical life, because my self-doubt was so bad at that time that I wouldn't go. Well, my anxiety and kind of all my fears about myself were so bad that I didn't go to things. I lost out on so much of my education because I physically couldn't go. I was so scared.
$9,000 a year, it's expensive.
Fucking expensive anxiety. Expensive. And you got to get therapy on top of that.
Yeah.
And I missed out on like meeting people and all of this stuff because I was so doubting of myself. And I think that's why it's so important to me to not let it rule my decisions. It's like, you can feel like fucking shit at the party. You can feel like fucking shit on the date.
Totally.
But you're not feeling like fucking shit and then cancelling.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that out of loads of things. You can do that because you're tired. You can do that because you don't feel like it, but you can't do it out of self-hatred. Because it doesn't help and you feel like shit.
Nice.
And it doesn't solve the problem.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It actually just amplifies it.
Like, there are so many specific, like, but that's one that's just like, I was absolutely ruled by fear and just doubt of everything.
Did you know straight away, when self-doubt was a big issue for you, did you know straight away, oh, I'm dealing with a lot of self-doubt here, actually? Or how long did it take you to identify, like, actually what I'm experiencing is I'm overthinking, I'm feeling anxious, and it's preventing me from doing things? How long did it take you to put two and two together?
I think it's really common, and I think is my experience whenever I go through a phase of self-doubt, actually, to go through a period of like potentially even like a few weeks of feeling like shit and just being awful to yourself, really, until maybe someone else, or like until you kind of come outside of it sometimes. Like, sometimes I go through it for fucking weeks and then I see someone that I haven't seen in a while, or I do something kind of outside of my routine and I'm like, oh wait, I'm not feeling it now. I've been feeling bad. Like, it takes me
time,
usually a break in my routine,
to
be able to identify like a quote unquote a rut, not loving the word. Listen to our episode Ruts, Funks and Depressive Slumps, great name from Wig. But yeah, I think sometimes it will be like, in hindsight, that I'll be like, oh, you were feeling like really bad.
Yeah.
I think I'm really bad at noticing even just like how I feel in any moment.
Well, I think when you're in the cycle, and it really is a cycle, I think, of like torturing yourself and like bullying yourself, essentially, and just being so horrific to yourself, that you're so busy being a dick to yourself that it's like, I don't even have time to actually see this for what it is, because I'm so consumed by being annoyed with myself. Or
you hate yourself.
Exactly.
The last thing you deserve is like a cup of tea and just like sit down. Like, it's like,
But
you have to get everything
but
right.
Fuck you. Yeah.
It's awful. Yeah.
It's also impossible.
Yeah, no, you can't. You can't.
Goes without saying.
No.
You can't. You can't.
It's really hard to identify emotions. Do you think you're quite good at, because I always think this is something I'm bad at and I really want to get better at it. But do you think you can identify how you feel in the, like, when you're feeling bad, do you think you can be like, right now I'm experiencing, i.e. self-doubt, I need to check that?
Yeah. If I'm like really emotional, like in a really heightened thing, like I'm suddenly really angry, frustrated or upset, it might take me like 45 minutes or something to be like, I'm emotional. This is probably why, this is what's going on. Like, I'm feeling really frustrated, or I'm feeling really overwhelmed because of blah, blah, blah.
And put the label to it. I'm feeling angry.
Exactly, yeah. But generally speaking, I'm pretty good at knowing how I feel and knowing probably what I might be doing that isn't helping, for example.
I think that's really good.
But in times when it's so common, oh my God, to just be like, why the fuck am I mean, I'm always like that. Why the fuck am I in this mood?
Almost like that thing where you're like, I don't even know why I'm crying. I don't know why I'm crying. Yeah, and then like halfway through, you're like, oh, I'm crying because I'm like really upset.
That's the slogan. That's That is such a catchphrase. I don't know why I'm crying. Because when you're crying, it's how else do you kind of informally and like jokingly say that you don't feel like your emotions are valid?
Yeah, yeah. Literally.
Do you know what I mean?
How do you invalidate
yourself to like your friend or whoever is with you while you're crying? For example, thousands of people listening to your podcast. In a calm, casual, kind of cutesy, funny way, in a kind of memeable way. I don't know why I'm crying. It's just perfect. There's nothing like it.
It's perfect.
It's a perfect phrase, but it's absolutely terrible. Because
it's the mantra.
You may as well be saying,
I don't know why I'm crying. Also, half the time, I don't know why I'm crying.
Totally, but you may as well be saying, I'm embarrassed. I'm sorry that I'm taking up your time.
Yeah.
And how I feel is not valid. Just ignore me.
Yeah.
That's what you really want to say.
Also, do you... I'm trying to think whether you do, but...
Go on, I'll tell you.
No, I think you do. Like, I'm just trying to think of when it happens, but I don't know if you do. But do you apologise when you start crying? Because a lot of people cry and then go, sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I think you do as well. I think I do as well.
On the podcast, I do.
But it's such a horrid thing, isn't it? Like, I do it and
It depends. I do it to you when we're recording. I say, I'm so sorry, because I'm mostly apologising to the listener who's, like, at the gym trying to get through a set and suddenly, like, this, to be honest, grown woman is crying in their ear holes. It's like, yeah, that wasn't the vibe we were going for today. So I do feel bad when I cry in the episode because I'm like, I know I didn't put this in the title and you weren't ready to go in. This was not what you were looking forward to.
Yeah.
So sorry about that. And I think I've apologised to you when I'm crying over FaceTime, which has happened more than once, because I know that it's not nice to be on the other side of it. I think that's horrible when the other person is miles away and you're just like, oh, I want to like help, but you can't.
Mm.
But in real life, when I'm with a friend or like with my boyfriend and I'm crying, I'm definitely not apologising to my boyfriend when I'm crying. Like, we just don't have time for that. No way. Yeah. I think I only apologise when I feel like you brought the wrong vibes. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was, yeah, we were having a certain vibe and then I brought us classic to the pits, very on brand. But that's more so because I think I don't feel bad that I'm crying. Like, I think I should cry if I want to cry. I think everyone should cry when they need to cry, but more so like, I don't know if I wanted to cry at Bill's when you were eating your avocado on toast. I'm sorry that I did that to you.
Completely.
Because now you've paid like $16.95 to have a nice breakfast and the whole time you were like listening to someone cry. Do you know what I mean?
I completely know what you mean.
It's not what you were expecting, and that's more so why I'm like, look, sorry about this.
I know, I completely agree.
Sorry to do this to us and our day.
It's when you feel like you're taking the time, you're changing the tone. Yeah, completely.
Yeah, which I always am, but whatever.
Oh, same. I cried in a queue to a club, just like five minute cry, back on track. Oh, no. Just like, really.
And did you feel better after? It's kind of being sick on a drunken night.
Yeah, I did, but it was really like bizarre. I was rude to my friend and then she was rude to me back. Like, I just said like a shitty comment to her, then she said a shitty comment to me. Then I just started crying. She's like, you're gonna cry? I was like, yeah, I am gonna cry now, you said I'm gonna cry. And then just started crying in the club for like 5 minutes. And then I was just like, I feel fine now. It was
does sound horrible.
One of the weirdest dynamics ever. But it was just like, sometimes you change the vibe. And I think I probably apologized then.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of, yeah, I think it's when you change the tone of a night out.
Yeah, yeah, for example. It's not ideal.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So there's one that I really liked. They said that what they do to overcome self-doubt is they said, where is it? Yeah, here we go. Remind myself of everything I've already achieved when I doubted myself at the time. Yes. And I think this reminds me of, I used to keep a notes, like a notes folder, what is it called? Like a notes document on my phone. What is it called? A notes.
Yeah, just a note. Yeah.
On my phone of like all of the good things that I've done and just all the good things people have said to me, just fun things in my life, just like a happy fucking list in my phone. And I think I highly recommend doing it, because it's just like sometimes you literally don't have access in your brain to the good elements of your life and the good elements about you. It's just not, it's fucking, the door is locked and you can't get there. So I think when you're in a good mood, write some shit down. Every time someone says, oh, I like your skirt, write it down. Someone said, I like your skirt. You're going to need it one day.
Yeah, trust me.
When you're
that.
Wearing that skirt and you feel like shit. Bank it. Mm-hmm. Just bank it. Lock it up and you're going to need it again one day. I think it's the best thing you can fucking do.
Yeah. It's kind of when we say like look at or try and look at kind of the objective facts.
Yeah.
Because self-doubt, so much of the time, is really not coming. It's kind of what you were saying about the beginning about being irrational. So much of it is not coming from a place of objective fact. Yeah. It's coming from self-hatred or X, Y, and Z. It's coming from a load of shit that really you're going to waste your time listening to.
That's it. It's a waste of time. That's exactly it. It's a complete waste of time.
It is a waste of time.
It accomplishes
nothing.
It is
a waste of time. It's like, look at the facts, take what you need, account for what you need to account for,
yeah,
and keep moving forward. But like taking it so deep and like letting it cloud over all your days is such a shame.
And trusting it as well, and trusting that voice, as if because it's negative it must be true. I think that's one of the big fuckers in the mind, that it's like,
it is,
oh, if
real
it's negative
fucker,
it must be true, and if it's kind it must be false. I just,
someone
think...
sent the best message about that. They said this is a technique they learned from therapy and they recommend it, and I actually couldn't agree more. This is great. They said, they think of an imaginary critic. So I think of an imaginary critic inside of my head, right? Just cut open my brain.
Oh, that's it. Sorry, it sounded like you went up.
No, that's not it. There's more.
Oh.
Imagine. Yeah, think of the imaginary critic inside of your head. Can you picture them now? All of the shit they say to you all the time. They don't shut up, do they?
They are a bitch.
Then they said...
Ugliest bitch around.
Then I tried to create a reversed character in my mind, the caring one, and I tried to listen to his voice.
Mine wouldn't be a man.
Okay, her voice or their voice.
No, just strange choice.
I'd create a reverse character in my mind, the caring one, and I listen to their voice to consider which one is telling the truth. And beyond that, how do I personally feel about both of them?
So good.
Because I really like that added bit about, okay, yeah, I've got two people. One of them's a critic. One of them's being really nice and caring. Yeah, I can think like, okay, who's telling the truth? But then also I think thinking about it in the sense of, who do I like more? Like, who's giving me a better vibe?
Yeah.
Probably not the critic.
Which one would I hang out with? Well, you're at the moment, you're choosing to sit down
exactly.
with your fucking dinner, play a little Animal Crossing, watch your TV, go meet your friends, all with this fucking absolute nasty guy in your head.
Yeah. Yeah. Who do I want to be more aligned with? Who would I want my thoughts to be reflective of? Not a fucking arsehole.
Yeah.
Living in my head. I don't identify.
I like that then you get to kind of zoom out even further and kind of observe both of the things and be like, what am I going to take from that?
Yeah.
I think that's really...
Yeah.
Because almost like, yeah, the standard thing that you'd think is, now reverse the thoughts and try and have those thoughts more. But it's like, actually, you've got it reversed. You've got it there. You've got it laid out.
It's kind of easier to imagine someone else saying nice things about you than it is. It doesn't feel as genuine coming from you. It's almost like I can go through the motions of, I want to put all these things on my mirror that say, you are beautiful, you have an amazing smile, I am powerful. Do you know what I mean? Like all of these things. I can go through the motions of it for sure. I'm sure there'll be some positive impact.
Mm.
But also I think it is easier to have an image in your mind of a critic and then essentially all the things you would say to a friend, because you're so easily able to, if you're the third party, you can so easily not only see things clearer, but also see all of the amazing things about someone. So I think it just almost feels more realistic to me to, for it to not come from myself and to come from someone else, again, because I don't think that my own thoughts are valid and I trust everyone else too much. Do you get what I mean?
Literally entirely. I love that so much.
It's good, isn't it?
I literally love that. I just think that is so, because also it's a thing about who do you believe and who do you want to believe. Like, it's not just, okay, so if so we know that we all have fucking negative thoughts in our head. We've got a little demon in one corner going, you're so ugly, you're so stupid, everyone's laughing at you, blah 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 blah. We know that, like, some of that's not real. So then the instinct, some of that is
but
not
most
real.
Of
I think
it
that's
is,
fair
no,
to
I'm
say.
Joking. Oh, totally.
Well, it's kind of, I think it's also like, if you were being objective, the one going, you're so beautiful, you're so talented, you're so funny, you're so blah, blah, maybe not everything they say is real.
Mm-hmm.
But I can be objective here and be like, okay, so if these, we've got the epitome of negative and the epitome of positive, I'm probably somewhere in the middle and I'm happy to sit in that place because that's still higher than the one I was believing before. And also, everyone is fucking in the middle of that. I don't know anyone that is fucking perfect. I don't know anyone that is solely shit. I know everyone to be a weird amalgamation of shit and good. And I'm happy to fucking be that because I'm human.
100%.
But I don't need these voices telling me, you're ugly. You're perfect, actually, just as you are. It's like, well, actually, maybe I'm not.
Yeah, I don't
maybe
trust
I'm not,
you guys.
And I'm fine with that. I don't trust either of you. But the amalgamation of you two, I mean, I'd rather get rid of little shitter in the corner, but for some reason he's not fucking going. So I'm happy to sit in the middle of, I'm happy to take bits of both.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
It is fine. I think that's also the thing, and I know you were saying this recently on the podcast about putting things into perspective and kind of acknowledging that in reality none of it matters. So for example, what I'm going through at the moment of like, God, we could, what if I have not done enough, or what if I have not taken on the responsibility of creating much as I should have, and what if me and Steffi put out something that's really bad and everyone hates us and blah blah blah. It would be absolutely horrible, but also one day we would die and then no one would care. And there is kind of an end to your deepest, darkest shit. I remember I said that before, like, it's almost, it's also kind of, fear of a name only increases fear of the thing itself.
Yeah.
But it's almost the fear of the thing often is worse than the reality of the thing. Like, I've seen people who, fuck me, like, I would, for example, like, who's someone who's been cancelled or something?
Like, Louis C.K.?
Yeah, or even like
he's back different. He's won a fucking Grammy.
Yeah, all right, let's say Louis C.K. still in the grand scheme of things fucking thriving. Whether or not you think that is right or not, I'm sure Louis C.K. like occasionally thinks like, look, he's probably sleeping at night fine, to be honest.
Oh, he's fine, I'm sure.
He's probably fine, but like there are some people who have people just, you go through shit, don't you? And you know what? You just deal with it and the earth just continues to spin. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like the worst thing could, sometimes your worst fears can come true. And then you know what happens? You just, you get through it.
But because, how many times has that happened where it's like,
exactly, that's what I was just going to say.
I've had the thing I've been scared of. I've been scared of this thing happening.
Yeah.
The thing happens. It's fucking horrible.
You deal with it.
It's fucking
you come out
horrible.
Better.
And then the weeks pass. The weeks keep passing, and before you know it, you're going to get ice cream again. It's like, oh, okay, life goes through fucking seasons.
I had ice cream.
You had an ice cream yet this summer?
Yeah, I had one. What did I get? It was really good. Oh, it was mint chocolate chip.
Oh, like from an ice cream shop.
It was from Boho Gelato. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been to an ice cream shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've only been to an ice cream van.
Oh, nice. That's really fun.
Mm.
I haven't been to an ice cream van in a while.
You just got mint chocolate chip.
Mint chocolate chip on a chocolate cone, obviously.
What did they with a chocolate cone?
Goes without saying.
50p changes the game.
I think they've upped their prices.
Really?
Yeah, because I bought two, not just for me. And it was £9.
With one scoop?
I got one scoop, actually. The other one had two. Maybe that's why. Anywho.
Because we got the two scoops when I was last getting Boho Gelato with you. We both obviously got the chocolate cone, but then we got two scoops, and remember I had to give mine to Ozzy. And Ozzy was lapping up my ice cream.
Why'd you give it to Ozzy?
Because I think I made a mistake with the flavouring.
The choice.
I got like, I think it was like birthday cake or something at the top.
Nice.
And then it was like peanut butter or something. I just like didn't really want the peanut butter.
Bit too sickly.
It was just too much for me. I just wanted like chocolate or something instead, but I fucked it up. And then Ozzy was eating my ice cream and I've got a really cute picture of him on the beach.
Yeah, I did see that the other day, actually.
Does that make me sound gross? Does that make it sound like I've nibbled it after him? But I wanted the cone, the chocky cone, but I didn't really want the peanut butter, so I think I needed to get rid of it. But I don't think I would have let Ozzy lick the ice cream.
I don't think I would have let you let him
I don't think that happened, but then I definitely would not have sacrificed the chocolate
you
cone.
You finished off the cone, did you? And I wouldn't be letting him eat a chocolate cone.
So I must have nibbled around the cone with the ice cream still in there.
It's a real mystery. I know we have photo evidence of this, as well, I remember it. It went on the story.
Yeah, I'm going to have to find that. I reckon it's going to be a really nibbled cone.
Nibbled by you? Ozzy has no teeth.
I think I've nibbled around the cone to get the chocolate cone off. No, he's done no nibbling. But I'm wondering how I have nibbled around a cone when there's ice cream around it.
Yeah, what's he licking up then?
He's licking the peanut butter ice cream.
But not from the cone.
No, he is from the cone. He's licking it from the cone in the photo. So I'm worried that I let a dog lick my cone and then ate the cone.
How have you done that? No.
I'm a bit worried.
Definitely not. Definitely.
I really wouldn't put it past me.
No, we wouldn't have done that. No, definitely not. Definitely not. Because also at the time, Ozzy still had his teeth. He's literally got probably two teeth. Like, he's got two at the front left, one big one, one tiny one. And his breath is amazing. I've never known a dog with better breath.
Oh, I thought you were going to say his rank. Really?
It used to be bad. I know no one cares. So far in this episode, I've essentially like dumped a load of my brain onto everyone and then be like, my dog used to have really bad breath. but he used to have real dog breath. And then since he had his last surgery moment, his breath is honestly amazing. I mean, people come to stay literally like yesterday or whatever. And he's doing the classic thing where he licks your hand.
Yeah.
And blah, 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 blah. And my friend licked her hand and was like, it does not smell at all. Like there is
She what?
She didn't lick her hand. Sorry.
I was like, let that sound. I was like, no, sorry.
Kissing my dog. No, she smelled her hand where he had licked. Because I'm always like, Ozzy, stop. Like that's, people don't necessarily want that from you. Sorry. Because he really goes to town, doesn't he?
Lickage. I mean, my dog's really licky as well. So I love a licky dog.
Oh, okay.
Because it's just like friendly.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he got complimented on his breath.
Ozzy doesn't really like me that much, though. His notes.
He does like you. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of tension in your relationship at the moment.
I think it's because when I first met Ozzy, which actually wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't.
I wasn't that long ago at all. And I came in with all the confidence in the world. I went straight for his belly. Hey, Ozzy, hi.
But this is what he gets so excited to see people. He rolls right over. He's like, yep, rub my belly. Everything. Yeah. Let me lick you
but
up.
But then he snapped. Then he snapped and it's never been the same.
Yeah, you must have gone somewhere that he didn't.
I just went too crazy.
On him. Yeah.
So there's a tense relationship now, but I think.
But now there's fear from you, and I'm always like, smack his butt, like do the things that he likes. Like he loves getting his bum smacked. He loves it.
And now I smack his butt and he likes it, but
yeah.
But I'm scared to go near his belly again.
All right.
But now he's got no teeth, I'm happy.
Okay, so I can't wait to see.
I can go and go all
it
over.
It did make me so happy when you met him. It was really like the cutest. Like I've got pictures of you when you first met him and he's right with his belly up, laying right next to you and you're rubbing his belly and it kind of makes me cry. It's kind of like if I had a baby seeing you. It's, you know when like you see your husband with your child and it's like your ovaries kind of swell. That's the feeling I get when I see you with my dog.
Well, it's because I came in with like, look, I'm the dog whisperer here, like I've got this.
He was loving it
and then it all changed.
He definitely likes you.
I think he does.
He's not personal.
Yeah, I think he likes me. I just need to give him more attention, I think, now.
Okay, yeah, he'll love that. Self-doubt.
Oh, someone said, I quite like this one.
Mm.
They said, get curious, I wonder what will happen if I try to do this. That's in speech marks. It's almost like, yeah, like, okay, so if I'm feeling shit and I'm like...
It's like, did Nike send that? Like, it's really like branded, isn't it? Get curious with our new merchandise coming, like, feels really...
I'm always thinking it's Jonathan Van Ness. His thing, isn't his podcast called Getting Curious?
Yeah. It's really branded, isn't it?
I think he's got a show on Netflix called that as well, actually.
Is it? It's okay not to know. You know that Marcus Rashford Google advert?
I know the thing, but I can't place it.
It's Google. It's actually, I actually think it's a great campaign that they've done. It's Google, and they're like saying like, it's okay to ask. It's okay if you don't know. And it's all these things that across like culture and gender and sexuality. It's just quite fun.
So good.
I'm sure there's a ton of criticism on it, and that might not be the right thing to say, but I think it's cool. Yeah, go on. Sorry. Get curious.
Well, I just quite like that. It's almost like, so you're feeling shit. You think, I can't do the thing. What I want, what did they, I wonder what will happen. Let me see again. Yeah, I wonder what will happen if I try to do this.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. So I'm feeling self-doubty. I'm trying to put an outfit on, whatever I'm trying to do.
I
wonder what will happen if I try to do this.
You know what I like about that?
Mm.
It really lowers the stakes.
Yeah.
By saying, I wonder what will happen, it almost implies that...
Something amazing could happen.
Something amazing could happen. And also, you're just wondering. It's not like, God, you know, what will happen if I try?
Yeah.
It's like, I wonder. I'm actually enjoying wondering. Let us just take a moment to wonder, shall we? Shall we wonder?
Because also, when it comes to self-doubt...
Do you know what I mean? It sounds quite nice.
Like, often in self-doubt, I feel like it can become quite binary of, like, it either goes well or it's fucked. Or, like, it's either usually okay or absolutely fucking pits of despair. You're burning in hell.
Ruined.
Awful.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives you more options, almost. Like, I wonder what will happen. It's almost like, wait, there's options... There's like room to explore. There's options here. Like what
yeah.
there could be 10 different potential outcomes of this. I know it's just a thing someone wrote, but I quite
That's
like
nice.
That. Like, I wonder what would happen. It's like, oh, I haven't even thought of it. It's beyond my comprehension what could happen right now.
I wonder what could happen if I try. That's nice.
Like I'm too, like I saw a thing the other day, someone saying they're anxious to sit in coffee shops. And that's not something I'm anxious about, but I could really imagine being anxious about that when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think I ever was, but like I could really imagine that fear. And it's almost like, imagine you're about to go into a coffee shop, but you can't, you're too scared, you're just like, no, I'll just work at home, whatever I want to do. It's like, wait, I wonder what could happen if I try to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, you might not even make it through the door. You might not even make it, but you're going to try.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder what happened. On the way to the fucking coffee shop, you could walk past an amazing fucking poster that says, gig on tonight. Oh my God, you happen to play guitar. You end up rocking on the stage all night.
Oh,
you know
wow.
what I mean? You don't know what's going to fucking happen.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God, you're amazing.
It's a whole new story. You didn't even know it.
Yeah, that's stunning. What would you... Because I also feel like in that there's so many, as you say, like you might not even get through the door, for example. If you are self-doubting and you're going through a thing of like, I don't know if I can go and work in a coffee shop, let's give some real tangible actions, I think. Because I almost feel like my instinct there is to be like, well, as you say, like congratulate yourself for even like doing your hair, brushing your hair in
yeah.
preparation to leave the house. Like, let's really break it down, because I almost feel like if you're at that point where it's like, I do not feel like I can go and sit and work in a coffee shop right now, I would imagine that you are not really in the habit of congratulating yourself on the small things that you're achieving.
That's really nice. Yeah, I see that. I think the only tips I have for things like that, the only thing that I live by with like self-doubt and anxiety and all of the fucking shit is just do it. Like I literally think that it is the most fucking painful thing. Like, it is so horrid. You're gonna feel sick, you're gonna not be able to eat or whatever the fuck the symptoms are for you. But I think the only option I have and the only thing that actually works for me, if I want to live a fun life and this thing's getting in the way of it, you have to go. You have to do
I
it.
I agree.
Like, it's just go through the fucking shit, whatever you need to do. If you need to, I always had used to have like a fun thing planned after the thing I was stressed for.
I was just about to say, I've got something,
yeah, or like something to think about during it. Like, if I had just come away from a fun thing and I was like going on my way, it would be better if I was going somewhere after it. But I think the only if you want your life to be ruled by fucking self-doubt, join the masses. It's fine. That's it. It's expected. It's fine. But if you don't, the only thing you can do is do the things, even though they're fucking painful, that scare you.
I agree. I feel like as well, like, something that I always say and something I think is so helpful is, in terms of like just doing it, is tucking it into a load of other shit that you have to do. that you feel like you can do,
yeah.
or you might even, this would be ideal, you might even be excited to do all of the other shit that you've planned, and you've just tucked in this, oh, and, you know, in the morning I'm seeing Seffi, and then in the afternoon I'm seeing Wing, which I'm not looking forward to as much, and then in the middle I'm just going to shove in a couple of hours at the coffee shop where I'm going to sit and get my work done,
yeah.
and then it almost becomes a lot easier, because if you were doing nothing and then it's like 5 p.m. I need to go and I'm going to get to the coffee shop and blah, 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 you're psyching yourself in and out all day. Can I do it? Can I do it? No, I can't. You get dressed, you go have another shower. Oh, I can't do it. Blah, 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 blah. Stress, you have a cry, you build yourself back up. Oh, you break down again.
Yeah.
Whereas if you'd gone to meet Seffi in the morning, I can almost guarantee you would have walked past the coffee shop on your way home and just popped in. And even if you just had one, you just got a tea and you just sat there half an hour even and you got back out. And then the next time you want to go, now you've done it. So it's, do you know what I mean? It's kind of sneak it in the back of something.
And also it's like, you're probably still going to feel sick at the breakfast with me, whatever we're doing. Would love to go. Would love it if you were there too, to be honest.
Sounds amazing. Dream day.
You're probably going to feel fucking sick. You're probably not going to be having a great time because you've got this thing in the back of your mind.
You've got Seffi and Wing crying to you in the podcast.
Yeah, you've got all sorts of fucking mess. It's a mess. But I think my lesson for myself is, so say I've done the option where I've gone for breakfast, but I'm feeling sick the whole time and I've tucked it in and it's all kind of as safe as possible for me. Or if I do the version where I didn't sleep and I'm crying, my makeup's a mess, I look fucking like shit, I just want to sleep. For me, I still need to go. And I'm going to have a breakdown in the bathroom there, but I still need to go.
Wow.
Like, it's just whatever. Like, I think, and I don't recommend that for, I don't know if I recommend that at all, but I genuinely think for me, it's like,
it's giving me an agoraphobic vibe.
But I think that's it. It's almost like, even if you're so anxious that you're going to go bright red in the meeting, go to the meeting and go bright red in the meeting.
For sure. I think definitely doing it is almost like, then once you've done it, you'll be looking forward to doing it again, for example, hopefully, or it just won't be. It's almost like, oh, I can see myself doing that now. So I know that it's something that I can do. But definitely if I haven't slept and I'm really feeling bad, sometimes you just know if it's on like another level.
I think if it's out of self-doubt though, because that's what I mean by like, if you're tired and shit like that, there's reasons you just got a fucking text that threw you, whatever it is.
Yeah,
no, absolutely. It's about just judging the how you feel.
For sure, because I don't want to be in the coffee shop and then I'm crying in the coffee shop and then it's like, yeah, I'm never coming back here now because I need to run home. Do you know what I mean? You know when you're in situations and you can't escape and it's like,
oh,
you... Yeah, it's bad.
I think for me, it's about looking at motivation of like, if I can identify that my motivation is like out of self-hatred, it's like, no, you're going,
yeah.
You're going. Like,
For sure.
But if it's out of the multiple different reasons in the world,
pressure
right off.
Yeah.
But I also think pressure off in life, look.
For sure. Kind of knowing when you need comfort and when you need...
like discipline
to push yourself. I was gonna say discipline, but I also think you do need to be disciplined in comfort as well.
Comfort's the hardest thing.
Exactly. You have to be disciplined about making sure that you relax every once in a while.
Yeah.
So when I say discipline, I don't just mean, yeah, I want you up at 5 a.m. reporting on service at Seffi and Wing.
I never mean that.
Discipline in the sense of catch yourself when you've been scrolling for 45 minutes and think, oop, I'm doing the thing that I don't like and I'm gonna be really regimented in myself and make myself stop. Which is just a skill, it's just a muscle that you build over time.
It's just a, like, if the feelings around self-doubt are self-hatred, general shitness, and kind of like...
fear of rejection,
insecurity,
yeah.
Then let's counter that with a little bit of kindness. And yes, sometimes the kindness you need is to be like, I want to be the kind of person that can sit in a coffee shop, so I think I need to go to a coffee shop with a friend even, right now, I need to go.
Exactly, yes. Find like easier, like... ways that you can make this a reality.
Can't go to an indie coffee shop, but I can go to Pret.
Exactly, yeah. Not every day diving with the sharks. Some days just like swimming in the baby pool.
But yeah, counter it with just like a little bit of kindness towards yourself.
But that's so it. That's the end of it. That's the crux.
Oh, love it. It's taken us about 50 minutes to find the crux.
God, we've nailed it. Meaning of life, done.
Done. Now we just need to put that into action.
Shall we?
Let's go.
All right. I'm hoping by the time this episode comes out, everything's gone well and I just sound like off my nut and it was all, you know, it was all just silly.
There's like an article, tiny podcasts, merch fails.
No. Scam. Oh my God, don't.
World's worst podcasters merch.
Stop it. Whoa, we're getting a lawsuit through. That's what I'm scared. I'm scared of, like, yeah, we're in The Guardian, like,
world's shittiest merch, Seffy and Wing. Just picture mugshots.
CEOs of Shitty Little Thing. Scandal.
It's like, what do we... I love how we literally jump to, like, we're doing illegal actions from just, like, trying to do a nice thing.
I'm really scared.
Jesus Christ. Cool. Well, if you don't hear from us, then truly...
assume the worst.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.